There is strength in my weakness. We've heard of some great personal stories in the world of sports. Many admirable ballplayers out there with raw talent who've been killing it at their sport since their first appearance on a field. While those guys are well known and talked about, it's different when you add a personal story of overcoming and an against all odds story to a gift of ballplaying. The difference is that while strength and raw talent are admirable, what's most relatable is weakness. Stories of strikeouts, career-threatening injuries, and climbing the ladder to success despite being repeatedly knocked down are the ones that most inspire. But they're also the stories most men want to avoid having. There's such a pressure and societal call for men to be pillars of strength. What most men want strength to look like is having raw talent and no failure. But in God's system, it's the weaknesses, the failings, and the decisions not to give up that he uses the most. God doesn't want men hiding their weaknesses. He wants men to talk about them so he can show his strength. When you present yourself as a man who always has it together and succeeds at everything you do, there isn't much room to place the glory of God in the spotlight. Don't be afraid of your weaknesses. Instead, appropriately put them on display so your family and those around you can see God step forward to make things happen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, you are strong when I am weak. I want my family and others to witness your strength in my life so that they can see it independently. I give my weaknesses over to you to use as you see fit. To you be the glory. Amen.